Hugh Delahunt. I have always made an effort to get along with the media. You can't have a future in politics unless you get the news hawks on your side and keep them there. There are ways to do that, little tricks you learn early on. Always be prepared, no matter what subject is on the table. Always be polite, even in contentious situations. Give straightforward answers to the questions you're willing to address, and be careful how you sidestep the ones you're not. Never lie or conceal anything unless you're absolutely sure you won't get caught out. The same methods apply in dealing with the voters individually, in small groups, in public forums. Some are knowledgeable, but a high percentage are herd followers. They believe most, if not all, of what they see on TV or read in newspapers and on the internet and vote accordingly. Keeping the media on Hugh Delahunt's side is essential. It was how I got elected mayor, and it was how I was going to be elected to the County Board of Supervisors next year, and if all went according to plan, to the State Assembly in the not-too-distant future. All of that sounds crass and self-serving, I know, but it doesn't mean I don't care about the people and the city of Santa Rita. I'm proud to say I devote considerable time and effort to getting things done to improve the common good. You have to be hard-nosed to accomplish those objectives and to make more political hay doing so. I can honestly say that I have been a strong, forceful leader during my two terms. Santa Rita is a better place to live since I took office, or it was until these goddamn rapes threw everything into turmoil. It certainly isn't my fault Chief Kells and his minions are ineffectual bumblers, yet I'm forced to endure almost as much flack as they are, as if I were also responsible. And already I was being subjected to more, even though the murder of Martin Torrey had happened less than 24 hours ago, and I had known about it for less than 4. Not flack from the media at large, thanks to my cordial relations with them. No, all the heat, past and present, was coming from the one man I hadn't been able to win over no matter how hard I'd tried. For some benighted reason, Ted Lowenstein had taken a dislike to me from the minute he bought the Santa Rita Clarion 3 years ago, and he has been a splinter in my ass ever since. Critical editorials, snide remarks in news stories and at city council meetings, and all for the flimsiest of reasons. Party advisors keep reassuring me that his attacks haven't done me any real harm.